Trump recently concluded a tour of the Persian Gulf, but his visit did not impact the ongoing genocidal war in Gaza, despite earlier speculation that the crisis would be a major focus in meetings with the Persian Gulf Arab heads. There were indications that Trump was shifting away from full support for Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, including US talks with Hamas and an agreement with the Yemeni Ansar Allah movement. These developments led some to expect increased US pressure on Israel. However, not only did this fail to materialize, but Netanyahu's cabinet also announced a new large-scale ground offensive in Gaza. Analysts point to several reasons why the United States might need to reconsider its alignment with Netanyahu's war strategy. Netanyahu, facing political pressure at home, is seen as trying to pull the United States into direct regional confrontations. Trump has witnessed the dangers of such entanglements through recent US clashes with Yemeni forces in the Red Sea, which raised concerns about American interests and military exposure. Netanyahu's goal extends beyond Gaza and the West Bank. He seeks broader regional conflict, potentially involving Iran, an expansion into areas of Lebanon, Syria, and southern Gaza, even if violates previous agreements such as Camp David. Trump, meanwhile, appears cautious about entering open military confrontations that could harm his political future. Another factor complicating Trump's position is his goal of expanding normalization between Arab states and Israel. The war in Gaza has disrupted hopes for a Saudi-Israeli deal and progress on the Abraham Accords. At the same time, China's growing presence in the region has reduced Arab dependence on the United States, weakening Washington's ability to demand conditions like normalization with Israel in exchange for economic or military cooperation. China's balanced regional policy and increased partnerships with Arab countries have forced the United States to ease some demands to maintain influence. Trump's domestic economic issues, partly caused by his tariff policies, also drive a need for investments and energy cooperation with Persian Gulf Arab states. Despite these developments, Persian Gulf states miss a chance to pressure Trump to help end the war in Gaza. Instead, he secured economic agreements with little resistance. This highlights a gap between the public positions of Persian Gulf states on Palestine and their actual priorities, which now place little emphasis on the Palestinian cause or the so-called two-state solution. In fact, Arab governments do not oppose the defeat and disarmament of Hamas and the suffering of the Palestinian people. While some reports previously suggested tensions between Trump and Netanyahu, there is no sign of the United States' pressure to halt Israel's atrocities in Gaza. Trump's deep ties to evangelical Christian groups who support Israeli expansion play a significant role in shaping his policies. His past actions as president and recent remarks suggest support for Israeli control of Palestinian territories. He has even proposed relocating the Gazan people to other Arab countries which face global and regional opposition. Trump's Middle East strategy aims to fully integrate Israel into the region and ensure its long-term security. As long as Arab governments remain passive or supportive, Trump may express concern over the war, but it's unlikely to oppose Netanyahu's widening military campaign.